Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920, The Answer. In this segment, we've got more about Historic College Park, and we're going to talk about gardening trends if we have time for 2024 and talk about how improving the exterior of your home might very well improve the value of your home. I've got just a little bit of information, and as a reminder, I've got Bill and I've got Diane Claps who are with me. They are longtime Atlanta residents who moved from Northeast Atlanta down to College Park. For those of you who are unfamiliar of where College Park is, you go through College Park and then you're at the airport. Like literally, it sits right on top of the airport. And it is a great location. I got myself in trouble a few weeks ago because I said on the radio that I wouldn't live near the airport. And the reality is that today I probably wouldn't want to live near the airport. But it's not because there's anything wrong with it. It's because it's not what I'm accustomed to. Well, Diane didn't think that was too funny. She loves living in College Park. And so she sent me an email and said, hey, there's a lot of reasons people should live here. And we decided it would be a great thing to have them on the show. I want to talk just a little bit about Historic College Park. What are some cool things? Now, I know, for example, Porsche's U.S. headquarters are in Hapeville, over where the old Ford plant used to be, but I know you have that in the area. This is Historic College Park is Georgia's fourth largest urban historic district. I don't know if you were aware of that. Covers 606 acres and has 800 properties. We estimated around 1,000. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The city's historical collection of structures include homes and monuments and businesses and schools and parks and a cemetery and government buildings. Diane mentioned in a prior segment that the post office was beautiful and it was one of the things that attracted her to the area. They also say there's a beautiful railway station. Bill and Diane, tell us some of the other reasons that you just love living in College Park. And then Bill, if you don't mind, I'd love to talk a little bit about the commute to and from the airport and compare my commute to and from the airport to yours.
Absolutely. So the places that we have here, the restaurants that we have, the shops that we have, are really local in every sense of the word. When we go in, we see neighbors and friends. We have restaurants where when we go into the restaurants, they know who we are. We've known them for a long time.
Yep.
And you know, that happens in a lot of places, but in the larger areas, like I wouldn't expect that I would walk into a restaurant in Avalon and have them remember me necessarily unless I'm there all the time. So I think that's one of the really cool things that we have down here is just the sense of neighborhood. The other thing is as a neighborhood, we get together. So nice. When it warms up, we'll start having what we call porch parties. And everybody's invited to come and, you know, bring their beverage of their choice. People will make, hors d'oeuvres or whatever. And
nice.
We just all hang out and get to know each other. And it's pretty common occurrence on the weekends when it gets warm. So that's, it's just a fun atmosphere and everybody's in the same situation down here.
So there are a lot of empty nesters living in your area. Is that what you mean? Or mostly families with kids?
No, it's really mixed.
It's everything.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of Woodward families, but there's Delta people. There's people who, I mean, random.
Yeah.
It's very, very mixed, I would say.
We have Chick-fil-A people.
Chick-fil-A people, yeah.
Not far.
South of
age-wise, like some of our neighbors that are older and been here for years are super active. We have a very active, a women's club that's also actually owns their own building. We own the building as one of the few women's clubs in the country. And it's very active in community service.
Oh, nice.
Like we fill the backpacks for the kids at the school in the fall, in the summer before we do all
holiday
kinds of stuff. There's just lots of ways to get involved and to get to meet your neighbors. And that's the best part.
Yeah.
In many ways, it sounds more like a community than even Northeast Atlanta. I don't want to talk badly about my city of Johns Creek, but it sounds like it's even more of a city.
Because it's a small town, so we have local College Park police, so we know police officers because that's all they do is College Park. And it's a local fire department. We have local city services. Our garbage gets picked up twice a week.
Oh, nice. I would like that.
We can leave all our stuff, the yard waste, right on the street. You don't have to call them. You don't have to bag it. And they come and vacuum it up. Like, it's small. It feels like you live in a small, I mean, it is. It's a small town in a big city.
I love that. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm joined today online by Bill and Diane Claps. They heard a segment several weeks ago where I said I would not live near the airport, and they said there are lots of great reasons to live near the airport. Got a quick question for you, Bill and Diane. What percentage of your neighbors, and this is going to have to be a guess, actually live near the airport because of their job? Would you say it's half the people who live in that area? And I know you probably haven't spent any time thinking about this. Just curious.
I would say probably less than, probably
maybe 20%.
20%. Okay, 20, so one in five. So a lot of people live there just because it's a very convenient location. Now, Bill, I know you travel a good bit. I don't know if you're traveling as much now as you used to, but I travel a good bit myself. And if I have, for example, a 7 p.m. flight, I have to leave my house 3 hours before the flight. So if I'm not gone by 4 o'clock, there is a chance that I could miss that flight. Talk to me about your commute to the airport. How does it work for you when you travel?
Yeah, so it's from our driveway to the drop off is about 5 minutes.
Okay. Whoa.
And traffic does not impact that at all.
Now, does Diane help you get there? Does she make you walk? How does that work?
If I'm leaving early enough in the morning, she can roll out in her PJs, drive me over, drop me off, come back and get in bed,
And think of all the money you save for parking. I mean, like I have left my car there a couple of weeks and in a discounted lot and still spent $500 the parking, which is totally amazing.
When we built the house, we put in some extra concrete on the side of the house so that we could offer parking to family who come from other parts of town. So it's pretty common for folks to come by, leave their car here. We drive them over. And then when they come back in, we actually drive their car back over and let them leave from the airport.
Perfect.
And it's not just us. That's a pretty common occurrence here in College Park. If we're going to the airport, if we're traveling for vacation, there's always someone to take us to the airport and vice versa. We take people over. It's pretty common.
So if you wake up one morning and there's a blue gray Volvo S90 parked in your driveway, that's me. I'll leave the keys on top of the wheel and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. That sounds amazing.
Give you the discount.
By the way, I don't know if you know this, but Atlanta Magazine put College Park as one of the best places to call home in Metro Atlanta. And they said it was known as a mecca for brunch. Why would it be called a mecca for brunch?
It's absolutely correct. On Main Street, we have several restaurants that serve brunch. We have the Breakfast Boys, which has become very popular on our side of Main Street. Further down Main Street, there's Milk and Honey.
Oh,
Johnny's
Chicken Waffle,
Waffles, Virgil's, Nouveau, and we just got a new biscuit restaurant not far from here. So lots of
brunch is super hot. We're not brunch people.
No,
like that's no. We
but so, it's become. I think it's the hottest.
And if you want,
part right
we have really good chicken and waffles here, and there's lots of places to get.
I love that. So, well, I am a brunch
person.
And
those ones at the biscuit place looked amazing.
Ooh, that sounds so good. Well, I am a brunch person, only on the weekends. Now, I understand also that the Georgia International Convention Center is in the city of College Park, and that's right over there by the hotels at Atlanta West Parking in that area. Is that correct?
It is. That is just west of the airport. And we have an arena there, and we have a professional women's basketball team that plays in the arena.
Oh, wow.
And a Hawks, Atlanta Hawks men's basketball feeder team that plays there. There are concerts there, things of that nature. But what's really becoming interesting is directly across the street from that, there's 330 acres of undeveloped land that is in the process of being developed.
Wow.
Putting the infrastructure in, the roads, the water, the bridges, all that good stuff. That's a development that's being called Six West. And that really will connect that area of Camp Creek Parkway and the convention center over to Main Street. It's just a big swath of land that's being developed, and it'll be mixed use. So it
Wow.
is retail, restaurant, hotel, office. There's a golf course,
Wow. I would
a golf
assume
course
maybe
already in.
some apartments, some townhomes, maybe single family detached, all of that kind of stuff. It's amazing how
That's the
much they're
plan.
building in
That's
the
the plan.
area.
And the renderings are beautiful, but there's a long way, obviously, between dirt and renderings that has to happen. But we're excited that it's at least ground is broken, and we're looking to sell parcels to developers.
And
So.
hopefully that will take off and it will be a big success. We've got about a minute left in the segment. I did a little false advertising at the beginning because I said we were going to talk about landscaping trends and how they affect home values in College Park. I decided that I wanted to keep talking about other stuff regarding College Park. Now, I have got a quick quiz for the two of you. The city of College Park has not always been named College Park. The name was changed in 1890. What was the name of the city before?
Manchester.
You both nailed it. In fact, I wish everybody who was listening to the show could have looked at their faces as soon as I started. They're like, yeah, we got you on this one, Cleve. I love that. It used to be Manchester in 1890. It was renamed College Park, which was actually the result of a contest held by city officials. Bill, Diane, thank you so much for being with us. I really, really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to give you a neighborhood spotlight on College Park, and we're going to discuss how does election years typically affect interest rates and real estate values. Stick with us. We'll be back.